Avoid Satan's entangling net. The paragraphs that follow this heart-searching statement give strong evidence that this depicted Ellen White's experience with the Fresno Church. This occasion in Fresno, she wrote, was characterized by deep searching of heart. Many confessions were made, and yet the work was far from being thorough. Continuing to carry a heavy burden of heart, she stated, "If the Spirit of God is not cherished, and the light He sends is not appreciated, darkness will surely shut in about the soul. Parents and children need the counsel of heaven. They need a deeper experience than they have ever had before. God's word warns them to shun the enemy's ground. They are not to be entangled in Satan's net, which he has set to catch the souls of men." She enumerates some of the snares. Christians are not watchful. They yield to the baleful influences that surround them. They are led captive by Satan at his will. The people of God, who have been blessed with great light in regard to the truth for this time, should not forget that they are to be waiting and watching for the coming of their Lord in the clouds of heaven. Let no man set up his idols of gold, or silver, or lands, and give the service of his heart to this world, and to its interests. There is a mania for speculating in land pervading both city and country. The old, safe, healthful paths of competence are losing their popularity. The idea of accumulating substantial means by the moderate gains of industry and frugality is an idea that is scorned by many as no longer suited to this progressive age. Another danger that threatens the church is individual independence. There is a manifest disregard of the prayer of Christ that his brethren should be one, as he and the Father were one. Let the church, to a man, feel its responsibility to preserve harmony of thought and action. Let every member seek to be in accord with the truth, and with the brethren.